Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Dave King of Prairie Hills Resource Conservation and Development, along with Dennis and Ginny Samuelson. And the main topic we want to focus on today is the conservation easement program offered through Prairie Land Conservancy. Dave, what is a conservation easement?
Well, Rich, conservation easement is a restriction of development rights, essentially, on the property that is owned by an individual. So it's a deed restriction chosen and selected by the landowner to prevent certain things to happen. And essentially, in the conservation easement world, it is preserving, protecting wildlife habitat, forest lands, open lands, prairies, sustainable agriculture, and prevents the development, say, of urbanization of that property, prevents subdivisions, malls, strip malls. So if a landowner wishes to keep their property intact and to preserve the conservation and wildlife habitat values of that property, they could come see us and we will begin the discussion on putting an easement, a conservation easement, on that property.
How long has your organization offered this program?
Prairie Hills created the Prairie Land Conservancy, which is a division of Prairie Hills Resource Conservation Development, in 2008. There were some volunteers, Bob and Alice Henry and some other folks from the Macomb and Hancock County area, put a planning committee together and began the process of having a comprehensive plan to delineate how this organization, the Prairie Land Conservancy, was going to operate. So we essentially started full-fledged operations in 2009 when we were given 196 acres of farmland, or actually it's prairie and woodlands over in Hancock County, mm-hmm. by some absentee landowners. So that was our first land acquisition, if you will. But it was donated to us.
And among those who've participated in the program are Ginny and Dennis. How did you come across this program?
Well, we had some friends locally who had been in the biology department at Western. And we have a home in Galena, a second home, and we go back and forth. And the Joe Davis, the County Conservation Foundation, was very active in preserving ground and, you know, limiting development. So, you know, we're on the west part of Macomb, and someone mentioned once that, you know, gee, there's kind of green space south, west, and north of Macomb, but there isn't a whole lot west. So we had this 7 acres, or near 7 acres, and it was close to the university, and we thought, you know, maybe this would be a possibility, you know, conservation easement. So then we, you know, eventually became connected with Prairie Hills.
Ginny, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, we just felt that our little plot of land on the, near the university and on the west side of Macomb would be a nice green space so that there wouldn't be any more development there. And we have a lot of nice wildlife that we observe most every day, and we wanted to keep that like it was.
Was there any cost to you to participate in this?
Well, there is a one-time contribution, which is for the ongoing program and just surveillance of the property just to ascertain that it's being, you know, used for the intended purpose. And we actually looked into partnering with the university or the city, you know, to use it, you know, as green space, and finally, you know, felt that this would be the best approach, and with proximity to the city or to the university, it could be used as a teaching lab.
Dave, do landowners come to you, or does your group ever approach landowners about a particular site?
Well, it's a two-way street, really, and it's been both ways. We do some marketing promotion. We have brochures, time to time do radio interviews and some news articles. Plus, we have a website and word of mouth a lot. This last year, we received our first 3 conservation easements, the Samuelsons. Paul and Sheila Nolan and Don and Ruth Dexter have also donated conservation easements on their property. So we try to get maintain some visibility. And on this property that we have in Hancock County, we have prairie walks, open houses, WIU Parks Recreation Tourism Administration class has been out there for upper level study on open land management. So word of mouth, some publicity. Mm-hmm.
Dennis and Ginny, you talked a little bit about the site you donated. Can you elaborate a little bit? What is some of the, can you tell us a bit about some of the wildlife and the plant life that you have on this land?
It's on the west side of our home, and since I retired, we've spent about 9 months, the better part of, you know, in our yard. So we've just really enjoyed this view, and we have a hickory forest across a year-round creek, and there's a great big shingle oak, which is right to the due west of our home. And we've got mink, coyotes, fox. Let's see, there's plenty of deer, as everywhere. We've got barred owls and turkey. And so it's just a great wildlife refuge, which is kind of surrounded by city, but it's only a block away from the campus.
Okay. Were you concerned that it might one day be developed if you ever sold it, is that sort of the thinking behind why you decided you wanted to make sure that it would be preserved through this program?
Well, I think so, because we actually are kind of behind Campus Students for Christ, and as it turns out, you know, they have wanted to do a little bit more developing. So we didn't know if in the future dormitories, you know, more buildings, as Western expanded, maybe that would be part of it. So we did want to keep that. And we've been pleasantly surprised that a lot of people don't know we're there. And so it's nice to know that they think that we have this little bit of paradise right there in the middle of Macomb. So
it does sound like it. It's kind of surprising. It's so close to the university and within the city limits. But I imagine many people would go right by it and not even notice it.
That's right. Well, our access is actually off of West Adams, but you can't see it for the trees and mm-hmm. whatever.
Can't see the forest for the
for
trees.
For the trees, that's right.
Story of our life, right?
Dave, does this program prevent anything from ever being built on the site? I know you touched on this earlier. Would it be possible to build something on the site if need be?
In Samuelson's case, no, but on, say, the Dexter's conservation easement, we actually have their entire property. There's two private homes and a farmstead, and so they, and as well as future ones, if they want to designate certain areas of their property, in the case of the Dexters, if they wanted to make an addition on their house, they would just come ask the Prairie Land Conservancy, ask our permission, give us the idea of what's going on, and it's probably a sure thing, but we mm-hmm. wanted to make sure it wasn't going to impact the values of the wildlife and what the restrictions they put on. In the future, someone who's thinking about this, if they just say it's an 80-acre tract of land, it's got some timber ground and it's being farmed, and the mom and pop wanted to set aside a couple acres for their children to come back home and build, or grandchildren, they could actually exclude that acreage from the easement. And so instead of being an 80-acre conservation easement, it'd be a 78-acre easement, and that 2 acres could be developed according to their wishes. Or they could just put it all in the easement and say, hey, you know, we want to reserve this area, and so in the future, here's the designs for a house, and like I say, as long as it didn't impact the intentions of them wanting to put the area into a conservation easement. So, and the only thing that would supersede all that is eminent domain.
Does an easement agreement remain in effect even if the site is sold? Is that part of the idea behind these?
Yes, absolutely. It's for perpetuity plus 1 day, I like to say. It forever goes with that property. So if Jenny and Dennis sell their house, which is not in the easement, along with that property, the next owners will have that conservation easement on that property, and the next owners and the next owners. And so what the responsibility of our responsibility is to monitor that site on a yearly or semi-yearly basis forever, which is a very, very long time.
Has a new owner of a site ever challenged an agreement, or has the program not been in effect long enough for you to come across a situation like that?
As far as our situation, we're still in the first generation because these easements were just donated to us last year. The generosity of the Samuelsons and the others, they donated some money into our monitoring fund that we have in case we have to go to court. Because our fear is someone, say the second generation or third generation owner, wouldn't really have an idea of these easements on their property, and they start developing a site for a home. And during our monitoring process, we observe that. We go on site and say, hey, were you aware of these restrictions? And they might say, yeah, so what? So then we can take them to court, and we'd have to pay for that. And so I don't know anything locally, but that's the whole purpose of monitoring and through a donation, cash donation, we can put those monies into a monitoring fund and be able to use that if needed in the future.
Dennis and Ginny, any plans to build anything or even some trails on your site, or you're going to pretty much just leave it as it is?
Well, we're going to leave it as it is, we hope, but we also, with the generosity of the Prairie Land Conservancy, said they'd help us get some of our scrub bushes out that we want to kind of clean it up, make it, I don't know about trails. We have our own trails we kind of make on our own, and the wildlife give us a few trails also. But
we're trying to clear out some of the exotics, you know, some of the honeysuckle and things, and let the native, you know, kind of fauna and flora get back, get established. And we planted some cypress trees this past summer along the creek bed to kind of stabilize some of the banks. And so, and it's all been cataloged. Angela Morehouse came out a couple of years ago, I guess, and did a compendium of all the plants and animals and, you know, the forbs and grasses. And
Dave, before we wrap up here, could you tell us a little bit more about Prairie Hills Resource Conservation and Development?
Well, Rich, it's a six-county, not-for-profit, 501c3 charitable organization. We do rural development activities, which consists of our Prairie Land Conservancy. We have a small business loan program. We have a youth literacy project through something we call our Reaching, Educating, and Developing Youth Ready Bus Project, where we give free books away to preschool through sixth-grade children. We've been around since essentially 1976. Sponsored by the county boards and the soil and water conservation districts, and we get to work with great people like the Samuelsons to help protect natural resources and help small businesses with some low interest loans. So,
all right, Dave King, Dennis Samuelson, Ginny Samuelson. Thanks for coming in today to talk about the Conservation Easement Program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.